zoning section 339. Pray together. We ask our Lord Jesus Christ to guide our morning section. Let's continue the study of the book of Jeremiah. The second part of the book of Jeremiah actually was a history how the Israelite was captured to Babylon. And when we reach to the second part, and we can go very fast. But the first part, how Jeremiah tried to persuade the Israelite to return to God, that contained a lot of truth. And today, that kind of truth is applicable to our life. So we will go slower in the first part. So we studied the book of Jeremiah. As we know that there are three steps of Bible study. The first step is the literal meaning, which we look into what history evolved. And then the second step, out of the history, we look into the spiritual teaching. And the third step is application. How can the faith of Israelite in the time of Jeremiah apply to nowadays? And as we look very closely into the whole book of Jeremiah, we know the most serious sin which challenged the relationship between Israel and God actually was idol. Now they worship idol. So idol aroused God's anger. Idol aroused God's jealousy. And they refused to follow God's command to turn away from idol. And that was the reason they were in exile under captivity for 70 years. And today, if we look to our own situation, it's the same. Even the young people don't worship the image, material image, made of wood or metal. But idol is just surrounding us everywhere, that invisible idol or a visible idol, the person. Or the success, or the money, or the enjoyment, or all this kind of nowadays occupy the most important part of our heart. Even the Christian, even the TJC member, if we are not watchful, we just spend so much conformed by the worldly trend, worshiping the idol. So when we study the book of Jeremiah, please don't think that's only happened in few thousand years ago. That happened nowadays, but it happened in different ways. Idol happened in different ways. So unless we get rid of the idol, otherwise, sooner or later, our faith will slide backwards. And faith is the most important thing in our life. God is the most important possession we can have. If we have no faith, we have no relation with God. If we have no God, then everything will turn out to be in vanity. And that's what we learn from the book of Ecclesiastes. And a lot of people, even though they know there is God and they really want to serve God and be close to God, but they are unwilling to take away the idol. They are unwilling to change, to live a life without idol. So even though they want to be a Christian, but still very difficult because idol was there. And how come it's so difficult to get rid of the idol? Because it's part of the culture nowadays. For the people who don't know the true God, very naturally, they will follow the idol, And for the people who know true God, even though they know God is only one, but because the culture is so strong that we don't want to be isolated. Just like in the time of Elijah, we know the heaven did not rain for 3 years. How come? Because Israel worshiped idol. And Elijah tried to challenge them, right? If the God your forefather worship is true God, why don't you forsake the idol? If the idol you worship the true God, then why do you still worship the God your forefather worship? And in the book of 1 Kings, or chapter 17, right? The Israelites don't want to speak anything. Let's look into 1 Kings. Chapter 18, 1 Kings chapter 18. Verse 21. And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? Right? 2 feet step on 2 sides. If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answer him not a word. They don't want to make decision. How come? Because make decision is a painful process, right? If their 2 feet stand on the two sides, on the one hand, when they mingle with the Gentile, the Gentile can accept them because they worship the idol the Gentile worship. But on the other hand, when they come to the temple, they will be able to still consider themselves the chosen people of God. So their conscience will not prick them. So they don't want to make decision. But if we only worship the idol, you can worship idol, many idols at the same time. All right. So a lot of people in their house, there are many different kind of idols. But if we only worship the true God, and there is only one God, which is true. So if we want to only worship the true God, then we should exclude all the idols. The only one true God is not inclusive. You have the God and idol at the same time. It's impossible, because God will not tolerate any person who worship idol. He is the only one God, only one true God. So Israel don't want to make a choice. So a lot of time we are the same thing. In our campus, in our life, in the world, the more friends we make in the world, the more challenge we have. So conformation, transformation, it's always a very difficult decision. But if we don't want to transform ourselves, we will be conformed in the world. Once we are conformed in the world, then our relationship with God will gradually fall apart. Because the world is the enemy of God. The king of the world is Satan. So in our age, this is a very critical moment. If we can hold on our faith and gone through this period of time, when you reach to the age of 30, it's probably easier to continue holding on your faith. From now on until the time of age 30, now you have to study in school. That's already a big, big test of the faith. Some of the youth just after finish the school, their faith just gone. Then after finish the school, the next stage is the place you work. If we consider work as the most important, of course we have to work hard, no problem about it. If we consider work is the most important standard to measure whether I am success or not. If we consider how much money is the standard I measure I'm successful or not, then we already fall into the category of worshiping the idol. So easy to fall into that category. Oh, so even we survive in the age of courage, if we work in the society, our mind should be very clear. Who am I? I'm the children of God. Why I am here? I'm here to glorify the name of God. This is most important thing. Once our idea about God blurred, it's so easy to be confirmed. Once we are confirmed, right? And gradually we move our direction, everything into pursuing success, to pursuing money, to pursuing climb up in the office ladder. And gradually, after a few years later, God already disappeared from our screen. And then when we involve with the world too much, right, we make a lot of friends in the world, the next step is your marriage will go into the Gentile, because most of the friend is the Gentile. And marriage is the most important factor in our heavenly journey. If you marry a Gentile, it's so difficult to keep the faith. Especially the work requires us a lot of commitment. And plus, there are so many different kind of challenges. If we don't have a spiritual partner, to live together every day, to encourage us, or to pray for us, sooner or later we are going to fail. So no wonder, just like yesterday we took the picture, right? You look into the picture, 100 people, more than that. But if you don't believe, I hope what I say is wrong, and will be wrong. But if you don't believe, 5 years later, you take the same picture, you can see some already gone. 10 years later, it looks the same picture, then we see another portion of the people gone. 20 years later, you look at the same picture, probably half of them gone. If we judge from the history, from what happened before, we hope what I say is wrong. But if we judge from what happened, it's going to happen. Why? There are so many idols. So please, God is the greatest one. God's grace and blessing is sufficient for us to live a happy and joyful and peaceful and fulfilling life. You know, a lot of people pursue idol in the world, success, money, fame, eventually the marriage break up, or eventually your family has problem, or eventually they give up your faith, and that consequence is what we really don't want to see. So when we study the book of Jeremiah, the most important thing is try to think about what does that means to this generation? What does that mean to me? And what does that mean while I'm in school or when I'm starting to work? What does that really mean? We are not only learning knowledge, because NYTS, I have to pass, so I take the class of Jeremiah. No, we are learning it so that we can learn a lesson, we can be enlightened, so we can avoid a mistake and we can live a very wise life. So that's the reason we learn the book of Jeremiah. The most biggest challenge of Israel's faith is idol. Ever since from they enter into the Canaan until the last book of Old Testament, Malachi, right? 1,000 years, Israel facing the same problem, worshiping idol, the same as a Christian. From the early days Christian until nowadays, idol pose a great threat to our life. Our spiritual life. Now we will briefly go through what we learned yesterday. Let's come back to the book of Jeremiah. We briefly go through chapter 7 from the teaching material. Chapter 7. Before we go to chapter 7, let me see. Okay. Chapter 6. Verse 16. One more time, we look into this. Verse 16. Thus says the Lord, stand in the way and see and ask for the older path where the good way is. The older path is a good way and walk in it. Not only I know is a good way, walk in it. And then you will find rest in your soul. Right. So the prophet had a point that very clear, and ask for the older path. So when we come to the church, we are asking for the older path. And the older path had two meanings, yesterday we already mentioned. The first meaning, in the time of Jeremiah, what does older past mean? The second meaning, in our time, what the older past mean? In the times of Jeremiah, the older past means Mosaic law, how God tried to establish the relation with Israelite. So Mosaic law, the Torah, the first five books of Moses, it become the foundation of their faith. So in the ancient time, they very emphasized very important on the first five books. And the Old Testament, which means Old Covenant, and that covenant was made in Exodus chapter 19. Let's see, we'll come back to Jeremiah chapter 6, Exodus chapter 19. Chapter 19, verse 4. And you have seen that what I did to the Egyptian, and how I bore you on eagle's wing and brought you to myself. So God told the Israelite, right? He brought them out of Egypt to myself. So the Israel came out of Egypt in order to come to God himself, because the Egyptian worshiped the idol. They were become a slave under control there and have no future. Verse 5. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people. There is a condition, conditional covenant, conditional blessing. You shall be a special treasure to me. So the Israelite, the slave in Egypt, will become a treasure to the Almighty God. And then that was a great, great blessing. And it was above all people, because they are the only one chosen people. And next is, for the earth is mine, the world, the universe, it belongs to God. So he is the Lord. When he says so, he means so, and it will be fulfilled. And then, what is the condition? You will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant. That is the condition. And then verse 6, you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and holy nation. So the Israelite, the slave in Egypt, will become the kingdom of priests. The priest is the one who can stand before God and offer sacrifice. And the holy nation, holy means sinless, is a nation God wants to abide. And this is a privilege, a great, great blessing. But the condition is obey God's voice and keep God's commandment. And what was God's voice and God's commandment? And we can see from chapter 20, God gave them 10 commandments. So to keep God's commandment, namely, most important part is to keep the 10 commandments. And the 10 commandments, the first one is only one true God. There's no other God. The second one, no idol. What is idol? Any image, visible things to represent God is idol. Right? So all the path in the time of Jeremiah is referring to the Mosaic teaching, Mosaic law teaching. So in the later part of Deuteronomy, before Moses died, what he concerned the most, what he cared the most, do you know what? Before Moses died, what he cared the most in the book of Deuteronomy? He only cared one thing, whether Israelite will forsake God or continue to worship God. He only cared one thing. You know, if your parents care the faith, have very good relationship with God, your parents only care you one thing, whether you have good relationship with God. If you have good relationship with God, your parents will have no worry. How come? Because God is a father, and this father is far better than your maternal parents, right? He is almighty, everything he can do it, everything he know how to do it, and he is loving God. So if your parents are very spiritual, your parents only care one thing, whether you keep your faith. And the most painful things for the parents who love God is when they look into their children, their face is lukewarm, or they start to forsake God. And that kind of pain just prick into the deepest part of the parents. Also, Moses, before he died, he only cared one thing, the Israelite, whether they will forsake God or not. So he said, now, the words of blessing and the words of curse has been presented to you. If you follow God and fear God and worship him, you will be blessed. But if you desert God and then sin against God, you will be cursed. And that is the same principle applied to us nowadays. The Bible, Jeremiah, talk about all the paths, all the way, and it's a way of blessing. It's a good way. What does that mean? Mosaic law. And in New Testament nowadays, to us, what the older path, what the older way means? The older path, the older way means the truth God has revealed to the poor. You know, in the time of when Paul preached the gospel, right, he had no Old Testament. And what was in his hand? Paul has only Old Testament. And New Testament was added on later on. And because of the movement of the Holy Spirit, Paul was able to preach the gospel and out of the teaching of the New Testament, of the Old Testament. So in that generation, most of people, they read the Old Testament, they read it literally because they have no Holy Spirit. If we have no Holy Spirit, we can only understand the teaching of the Bible literally. Very superficial meaning. And Paul had the Holy Spirit, so he was able to understand the teaching of the Old Testament spiritually. Oh, so Paul used the same Bible with all the Jewish people use, but he gave a new teaching. So in that generation, people cannot accept him, persecute him, because the same Bible and he gave a different interpretation. However, he was so sure that the gospel he preached is from God. So in the book of Galatians, chapter 1, Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. Okay, from verse 6 to verse 8. Chapter 1, verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. Here, talk about a different gospel. Since there is a different gospel, that means there are two kinds of gospel. And the first gospel is a gospel revealed to Paul through the Holy Spirit. And different gospel is a gospel preached different from what Paul preached. Verse 7, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Verse 8, but even if we or an angel haven't preached any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be cursed. So he was so assured that if anyone preached a gospel different from what was revealed to Paul and that was written in the Bible, not only he cannot be blessed, he will be cursed. So it's very obvious the gospel preached by Paul was the older path, is a good way. So today, what does that mean in the book of Jeremiah, right? Look into the older way, and that is a good way. Now, then we look into the Bible and to see what was the truth preached by Paul, revealed by the Holy Spirit. And now we continue. And then what was revealed to Paul by the Holy Spirit? You look into Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 to verse 6. There is one body, one spirit, just you were called into one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in all. Please count, how many oneness? How many? How many oneness? You, brother, you, yes. Huh? Six, not right. No, it's not right. How many oneness? Seven oneness, right? One, what does one mean? One is not two, right? Two is not one, right? If here is only one restaurant, you have no other choice, only one. But if there are two restaurants here, then you have choice, right? Either Chinese restaurant or Mexican restaurant, something, you have choice. One means you have no other choice. Seven oneness means the seven topic, you have no other interpretation. You have no other choice. There's only one interpretation. There's only one choice. That's called one, seven oneness. And that was the gospel revealed to Paul. And this seven oneness, if we explain into more detail, that means what? 10 article of faith. The first one is verse 4, right? One body. And we know, we don't have time to go into detail, right? One body means one church, only one church. Jesus Christ has only one church. And the second is one spirit, which is Holy Spirit. And how do we identify whether we receive Holy Spirit? There's only one interpretation. There are not two interpretations. And then one hope, that is called living hope. We believe in Jesus, we have only one hope. First Peter talk about living hope, the heavenly inheritance. And there's only one law, which is Jesus Christ himself, no other law. And there is only one faith, that one faith referring to the truth of Sabbath, and the truth of foot washing, and the truth of Holy Communion. There's only one faith. And there's one baptism, only one mode of baptism. And in the whole life, you can receive baptism once. And there's only one God of faith. So this, if we explain in depth, that become 10 articles of faith. So we have to look into the older path. And that is a good way. What does that mean? That the truth revealed to Paul according to the Bible. And that is the efficient, the seven oneness. So we have to be very, very thankful to God, because we come here in the true body of Christ. We have Holy Spirit. We have the truth revealed by God. And that truth is a way. It's a way for salvation. So if we forsake this kind of truth and preach another gospel, then according to Galatians, woe to us. We cannot lead other people to save, to salvation, if we preach another kind of truth. So let's come back to Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 7. Briefly go through what we learned yesterday. You look into the teaching material. Repentance urged, number A. False religion is worthless. One. Reforming Israel's way is a key to live. Now we come back to Jeremiah chapter 7. Verse 4. Do not trust on these lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are this. Verse 5. If you thoroughly amend your way and your doing, if you thoroughly execute judgment between the man and his neighbor, if you do not oppose the stranger and the fatherless and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, or walk after other God to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave your father forever and ever. This is a piece of land, peat filled with honey and milk, and that land was preserved by God for God's chosen people who make covenant in the time of Moses. And that was promised to Abraham. And then what we just read, say, verse 4, right? For the Israelite, instead of transform the way they live their life, they don't want to change, but they have a false sense of security. What was the first false sense of security? Because they consider the temple of God is here. Solomon built a very good temple, and when the temple was offered to God, the temple was filled with glory. So God dwelled in two places. The first one, God dwelled in heaven, An approachable light. The second, God will dwell in tabernacle, and later on, God will dwell in temple. Oh, because that was a holy of holiness, and God will descend on there, and to listen their prayer, and to bless them, and to be with them. Oh. So the Israelites, the way they live their life already totally against the essence of God. Mm. You know, if we want to God's abidance, we have to transform ourselves from the inner thought to the outer life. We have to live a life, think according to the essence of God, His holiness, His mercy, and His justice. If we can transform our life to have the essence of God, and then naturally God will abide in us. It's just like making the friend, right? How can people, or how can your parents know you, right? When you at home, you behave so good, right? But if a person is very smart, very simple, invite your friend. Come to the house. When the parent look into your friend, then the parent already know whether outside the house you behave good or not, right? Mm. If your parent invite your friend, all your friend come to your house, this one red color, that one green color, that one blue color, then the parent will worry a lot, right? Even the chosen color is nature color. But all the friend is so colorful, that means something wrong. Oh, right. Because all the friend, they gather together all because they have same kind of tendency, same kind of nature. Oh. So your parents invite a friend, come and feel, hey, how come all the friend have a tendency of homosexual? Then the parent will worry a lot. Do you know why? Because probably my children have a homosexual tendency too. Right? Only the same nature people, they will gather together. So the John chapter 3 say, the light come into the world reject him. Actually, the world was created by him, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ come into the world reject him. How come? Because the world live in a sinful lifestyle. So Jesus Christ, that light will condemn them. Even Jesus Christ shut the mouth, don't speak any words. But when Jesus Christ lived together with them, they were not easy to sleep. Why? Because the way Jesus Christ lived became a standard to condemn them. Oh, right. Oh. So when we live in the world, how do I know whether I'm a good Christian or not? Right? If a lot of people who are gangster, getting the drunk, using the drug, and a homosexual, and commit adultery, all become our good friend, something wrong. It can be nothing wrong, because you want to befriend with them to bring them to church, then it's nothing wrong, it's very good. Then other than this reason, if all your friends are all that kind of things, then something wrong. Probably our heart already been conformed. The only thing is our behavior, we have not done yet. But we already agree with them. If we don't agree with them, we express our thinking in our conversation, definitely there was some conflict. So the people cannot accept Jesus. The same thing. When we are good Christian, all of a sudden you find out your friend getting drunk, fornication or cohabitation, they gradually depart from us. How? Because one is light, one is darkness, and there is no association. But on the other hand, one day we gradually slide downwards in our face, and all of a sudden you find out all your good friends who don't smoke, who don't drink, gradually depart from us. Why? Because there is no association. So the Israelites, they fail to transform their life. They don't want to be transformed. They want to be conformed with the Gentile. However, they have a false sense of security. It's not going to happen. The prophet of Jeremiah, what he said, it's not going to happen. Do you know why? Because the temple is here in Jerusalem. I just live next to the temple. Right? Some people say, I just live next to the church. Right? I'm living so close to the church. And some people say, I don't think so. My father is what? in the church, serving a full-time minister. My grandfather is an elder, and my so-and-so is a pastor, and my so-and-so is this and that. Oh, so I have no problem. All right, I am the fifth generation of Christian. Oh. So all these kind of things actually is useless in the second coming of Jesus Christ. Oh. What really can save us is how do we live our life. That's what really can save us. Oh. How fervent your father is, how fervent your grandmother is, and how close you close to the church, that doesn't matter. What really matters is what kind of life do I live. That really matters. Oh. So the Israelites, when the prophet preached the warning, they just don't want to change. The temple is here, the temple is here, the temple is here. No problem, no problem, no problem. All right. Oh, because temple is here. Actually, to Jeremiah, it's a problem. Everywhere is a problem. Ah, right. And to them, no problem. Oh, it's a false sense of security. Oh, so in the second coming of Jesus, we have to understand the only thing can save us is to be transformed. Yeah. Also, Romans chapter 5 talk about justification in the blood of Jesus Christ. When we receive the baptism, right? Hebau, that means what? To die with Jesus. Full immersion, that means what? To bury together with Jesus. And to come out of water means what? Resurrected with Jesus. So we have new life. Oh. We are not a walking dead anymore. We are walking living being. Oh. Right. Now, chapter 8 of Romans talk about what? Sanctification. Rely on the Holy Spirit and the words of God. We have to sanctify ourselves. Really live a holy life. Oh. So if we only have a justification without sanctification, the salvation is still a big question mark. Oh. So unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. To be born of water is very easy. Only take 2 minutes, right? Oh. The colder weather it be, the shorter we will stay in the water. Oh, just like New Jersey, you're baptized in the month of March. It's just a needle pricking on your body, right? So as soon as push into the water, you run up to the shore. You're too cold, right? It only takes 1 or 2 minutes. Oh. But transformation, renewal of the Holy Spirit, it takes lifelong. Oh, it takes lifelong. Oh, it's not only receiving the Holy Spirit. It means after we receive Holy Spirit, we have to pray until we are filled by the Holy Spirit. Our life has been totally changed. Oh. So this is a very good way to remind us. Don't keep on thinking about something outside us. No. But religion means what is inside my heart and what is the way I live my life. That will determine whether I'm a true Christian or not, whether I can be saved or not. Oh, so chapter 7, let's think about one of these points. That's pretty inside.